Yo.
Yo.
Back, man. Monday. Another Overreaction Monday. Coming off of week four. Another great week of football. Woo, tough slate of games to pick.
Yes, sir.
Some great games to watch, man. Ended with a great one in Sunday Night Football. Ugly one, but a good game at that. I'm one half of the pod. Darius Butler got my co-host Antoine Bethea.
What's good?
Man, we back. How was your weekend, man?
Man, good weekend. Great weekend. Had a good time. Some friends. Celebrated wifey B-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Some good weather. So again, man, had a great weekend. How about yours?
Same, man. Same. Had some family come in town. Big Brody drove down with his family. So he had his kids over here and stuff. So we were mobbing. And then, you know, yesterday was all, you know, football. Watched every game. I think only my dad hung in there to the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we might as well jump off of that Sunday Night Football. I'll jump right on into October, man. This month right here, man. All sports fans, man, it's like this the month. You got the start of – you got the WNBA playoffs.
Yep.
You got the start of the NBA season. You got baseball. They're about to kick off playoffs. Actually, the Yankees and the Red Sox are facing off in a wild card, one game to get in. What else we got? Obviously, you know, the NFL is getting right into the thick of things. So this is the month right here.
Yeah.
What else? College ball. Yeah, college football. You know, I don't really. But yeah, college football. Man, but pull up this score from last night. Did you stay up? You watched the whole game?
Yeah, I did.
It was a real good one. Tampa Bay at New England. Bill Belichick selected rain for the occasion. You know, it gave his team a shot, man. You know, it was an ugly weather game, though, but both teams, you know, played well, adjusted. Patriots had more trouble than the Bucks holding on to that ball. But overall, a great game. Came down to a 56-yard field goal that was missed by Folk barely. That was, you know, that's a tough ask in that weather, man. What you thought about the game overall, though?
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I think the young boy, Mac Jones, I thought he played solid. You know, Brady obviously coming back to Foxborough, man, Gillette Stadium. I know it was a lot of emotions, man. And, you know, towards the end, he was able to use his legs, convert a, get a first down, man. But it was a solid game. I think exactly what everybody wanted to see. We didn't want to see a blowout.
Everybody anticipated one, though. A lot of people anticipated a blowout.
I did as well. But a great game, man. Great game. And, you know, Brady, you know, in the record books again, and them showing him love. So It was a good one.
Yeah, man. Brady, you know, he's officially, I think, the third quarterback to beat every team.
Yeah.
I think it's him, Peyton, and Brett Favre. To beat every NFL franchise. And like I said, a lot of people, you know, expected a blowout game on paper. You know, the Bucks look like they can, you know, put 40 on anybody. And I was a little concerned with Mac Jones if he could keep up with Brady. You know, obviously the weather played a factor, but, you know, that's football. That's part of football. No excuses, no explanations. And Drew Brees is in there as well. I'm getting reminded by the chat. But weather played a factor, but Mac Jones is impressive. He impressed me because it's a lot of pressure. You know, it's pressure on Bill, there's pressure on Brady, but those two goats. Mac Jones to kind of be in the middle of this. And fortunately, you know, two Titans, you know, you're not even really talking about Mac Jones like that, but it's a lot of pressure for him as well. And he hung in there. He played a really good game, I thought, especially with the adverse circumstances. At one point in the game, he had completed like 19 passes in a row. You know, a lot of quick passes, but he, you know, he made some dig routes, was going at Sherman for a little bit, making the right decisions, man. And that's what it's about, playing the quarterback position. So I know the Patriot fans, if it's some silver lining in this loss, Patriot fans ain't used to being, what, 1-3 now?
Yeah.
But if it's some silver lining in it, you know, Mac Jones played well, and he looked like he, you know, he's their quarterback going forward.
Yeah. Flip side on the Bucs, man, in their defense, man. You know, like you said, Richard Sherman was out there, you know, first game this year. That Bucs secondary, man. Gotta watch that film, man. We gotta some things gotta get better in that secondary. That's one thing I will say. You know, obviously I know some important and some key guys that's out, but
they're top three corners.
Yeah, next man up. So
real.
We gotta you know, I think they gotta just adjust some things on that back end. But overall, again, like you said, man, it was a good game. Mac Jones played well. So again, yeah, we haven't been disappointed on these on these primetime games this year.
We are not. We got another one tonight. Chargers Raiders, which I think will be another good one. But damn, I was so close to pulling off this Patriots money line, and whew, you know, my ticket, they needed it.
But, yeah, told you, man, about that.
Yeah, it was close though. It was close. Close, no cigars. I should have took the points, but I wanted to go all in. I didn't want to put my pinky toe in. But rough week for the kid, man.
2 weeks in a row, rough week.
2 weeks, man. You know, I'm due.
There you do.
I'm due. That's all I mean. I got to keep the positive.
Keep fighting. Keep fighting, D-Buck.
Keep fighting. Ha, 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 ha. Keep fighting. This one tonight. Las Vegas Raiders at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers still favored by 3. Derek Carr is right now, they're undefeated. One of only 2 undefeated teams right now. So we got the Raiders and the Cardinals are the only 2 undefeated teams. Derek Carr, I think he's leading the league with passing yards, like 1,200 something. Herbert.
You got.
You going? I'm sticking with the young bull, Herbert. Raiders don't want they don't want some nail biters.
Some close games.
You know, Herbert is, you know, won games, lost games, but he's been steady the whole way through, man. I'm rocking with the young boy, man. Who you got tonight?
I'm going on the other side, man. Hey, them Raiders, man, they looking good. Derek Carr got them boys rolling. Defensively, they flying around. That front is serious. I'm going with the Raiders. Again, this is going to be a tough one. I think, like, majority of all the games yesterday, it was some lopsided ones, but majority of the games yesterday was tough and close, and I think Monday night is going to be the same thing. But I'm going with the Raiders.
Yeah, divisional game, too, big game. This was one that we was definitely dead-ass wrong about. I started off with the Ravens. And then, you know, the little back issue and the hip and all that. Dr. Bethea talked me out of that shit. Lamar went out there and handled business, man. Teddy Two Gloves. Yep. Teddy Two Gloves. Got knocked out of the game. He was in concussion protocol. Drew Locke came out, played the second half, and at that time I knew it was over. As soon as Drew Locke came out of halftime, no offense to Drew, but knew it was over at that point. I was on that Broncos wave though for a little bit, but Ravens came and handled business. That was one we were all on the same page about, and dead ass wrong. But I got to get to this game though, because I want to know what you saw.
What made you?
Because you were confident about this one.
Hey, look at here, man. You know, I just, you know.
Hold on, before you even jump into it.
Upset alert. Jets get their first win this week, man. They get their first win this week. Jets, Robert Saleh, play man all game. Corners, you got to hold up. I got 9 men in the box all game. Hey. Hey, your boy called it, D-Bot.
You called that shit. I had him cover the spread. But you called that shit, man. So what? Yeah. I need to know what you saw, man. What you saw going into this.
Man, you got AJ Brown and Julio Jones out. You got two of your biggest threats out. If I'm the Jets, this is probably my best chance to get a victory. You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, we know we still got Derrick Henry. He's a, you know, bell cow. But that's why I said, hey, Robert Saleh, man, tell your corners, look, I need you to hang on today. I'm gonna give you, you gonna have Monday off, Tuesday off. We win. I'll let you chill on Wednesday. But hey, look, I need 9 guys in the box. We're gonna stop this run. Derrick Henry still had a big game. He still think he had like 150, 150 plus rush. But again, with them two guys out on the outside, man, playing at home, this is your best bet, man. So I just figured that was gonna be my call of the day. They still almost dropped the bag. But congratulations to Robert Saleh, first win as a head coach, Jets.
Shout out to Jets Nation, man. I know y'all been waiting on this. Zach Wilson, I think he played his best game, got the win. So that's what really matters at the end of the day. And I know late in the game when he hit Corey Davis with that, and we kind of talked about Corey Davis. You may have talked about Corey Davis. One of us brought him up, you know, playing his own team. It's always a little something special, but he gave him that, you know, and threw that thing 60 in the air on the rope. Touchdown. Also, that was a huge, huge play.
Also, Jets front four played big yesterday. I think they had.
Spectrum. You gotta expect. What you say? I ain't hear you.
I said the front four, Jets front four played well. They got after Ryan Tannehill, man. So
yeah, man, you need that. You need that.
Hey, look, man. Hey, holla at your boy, man. Whatever y'all need. I heard somebody say something about the Powerball. Shit, if I give you the Powerball, I need that.
It'd be me. So I'm gonna give we're gonna talk about these rookie quarterbacks too, man, because they pretty much all played yesterday. Justin Fields got his second start. Trey Lance, he started, I think, the second half as well. Zach Wilson got his win. Mac Jones, we talked about him. Trevor Lawrence played on Thursday. I think he probably had his best game as well. So these rookie quarterbacks kind of figured it out, you know, getting more reps. The coordinators figuring things out as well, you know, what works for them, what doesn't. Maybe how to protect them more, like you saw in the Chicago game. And I got to give Nagy some credit.
Uh-oh. For
Matt Nagy out of Chicago, I got to give him credit for, you know, stepping back and allowing Bill Lazor to call the plays, the offensive coordinator. So Matt Nagy, you know, fired himself. I think it's the second or third time he's fired himself and calling the dudes now. You just can't hire yourself again. But it was so – I tell you, that performance was so bad, bro. I just knew we could not see that again. But I picked the Lions – for some reason to beat them, man. And that's stressful. Anytime you bet on a terrible team, a terrible organization, it's stressful from the jump. Lions got first to go, I think, three times, walked away with no points. Like I said, though, Justin Fields played much better, man. Happy for him, happy for that offense, happy for the Bears, man.
Yeah, man, they got it done. You know, like you said, after coming off that embarrassing loss last week, they was able to get it done. Justin Fields played a lot better team, played a lot better team wise. Detroit it. I say, I apologize, my guy.
There we go. We got two very different ends of the spectrum here. We got the spoke on earlier. The undefeated Cardinals, the undefeated Raiders. Raiders play tonight, so that could very well change, which I think it will. And then on the other end, we got the big cats, man. We got the Jags and the Lions undefeated. We see how Urban is dealing with, you know, his rough start. We don't know what MCDC's got going on over there, but it's ugly right now. It's ugly right now for the Jags and the Lions. Now they are unfortunately used to being in this position as a fan base, as organizations. But which one of these teams? It's hard to even
No, it ain't hard. It's not hard.
It's just hard. It's like, what do you even say after that? Which one of these teams what? It's going to have the most respectable season. It's going to have more. Which one of these teams end up with more wins this year? How about that?
Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
Yeah.
Okay. Both came, have been very close to victory. So, yeah, Lions, you know, they've been playing. That's part of why I picked them. They've been playing every team tough.
And that's why I picked them.
Yeah. Okay. Do I agree with that? I don't know. I like what Trevor Lawrence showed me the other day against the Bengals Thursday night. They led literally every second of the game until the last second when the field goal went through. So I go to Jags just to be contrarian. I go to Jags, and then the Jags are also in the worst division. Been in the AFC South. So I'm going to go to Jags. I'm going to go to Trevor Lawrence to the Jags. Like I said before, rookie quarterbacks are kind of figuring it out. Trevor Lawrence had his best game as a pro as well. So I'm going to go with the Jags, man. Now on this undefeated side, which one of these teams you think got the best chance of keeping this thing going, man? Obviously great starts right now.
Man, you know, I got another text message last night. I picked against the Cardinals. I got another text last night. But again, playing some good ball on both sides. The Cardinals are the Raiders. Obviously, we're going to see tonight. I have the Raiders winning tonight. Both playing in tough divisions.
Yeah.
I might say the Cardinals, man. I think the Cardinals are serious. I think they're playing really well. On the defensive side of the ball, Vance Joseph got some dogs over there.
Obviously, young boy Murphy doing, man.
Yeah. And obviously, offensive man, Kyler Murray, doing what he does. So I'm gonna go with the Cardinals here. I think they might have that zero on the right side of the dash, long and ready.
Yeah, but I don't know how long they, because like you said, both tough divisions. So I'm sure at some point they'll bump into some difficulty, but Kyler Murray, man, I see he's taking that leap. He's taking that leap that I kind of expected last year, but you know that's part of being impatient with these quarterbacks these days, especially with a guy like him. But his talent, I mean, that's from day one. He was drafted first round of baseball, first round of football, first player ever, and his talent has been undeniable day one. But he's taking that leap. He's now become one of those quarterbacks in my eyes when you watch him. Like, you're almost surprised by a negative play. You know, like, every play is probably – it could be a short completion, an intermediate, a long completion, or he just scrambles and slides or runs out of bounds. But, like, his – like, and this dude, man, this dude fast, dog. The little – when he break that pocket and hit you with that little hezzo or something, it get ugly quick, man. So, special team, man, special quarterback. Obviously, in this league, in my opinion, it starts there with the quarterback position. But great surrounding. AJ Green, I think, scored the first touchdown for him. Like, you know, Edmonds, your dude Edmonds, when you pick, he been going. See, I didn't know you had some intel. I didn't know he was going to that dude.
Hey, I do it. My boy Chase out there eating, man.
Hey, that boy look different than that dude. So I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, we got a hot take real quick, though. We got a hot take.
Oh, shit.
Zach says he don't believe any of those four teams on the screen makes the playoffs.
Hold on, let me remove Zach compliment. Yeah. So Zach is saying the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Jets. Well, that, I mean, we don't even need the Jags and the Lions, obviously. That's, so you really talking about two teams right here.
Two teams, right.
Or the Raiders. You don't think the Cardinals or the Raiders make the playoffs this year? Yeah, that's
a hot one. That's one of your joints right there, D-Boy.
No. Come on, though. That just, nah. Maybe before the season, I would have probably said, matter of fact, I picked the Cardinals to finish last in that division to start. And we might have picked the Raiders to finish last in their division, too. We can flash back to the tape now. We're going to find the tape. But, I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't expect this from the Cardinals. Definitely didn't expect this from the Raiders. So, yeah, I think that's a hot take though. But we'll see. A lot of ball left. What, 13 games left? We'll see. Maybe on to something. You glitched out there, what you said?
No, I ain't say nothing.
Okay. Yeah, people, you know. Bold statement. Cars are fraudulent. Zach is high.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what other comments we got. To his point, the Cardinals and Raiders both started off hot and fizzled at 8-8 last year. Vegan hippie. Hey, it's a new year, man.
Yeah.
New year, vegan hippie. Zach, watch them collapse like a DB parlay. That's cold, dog.
I like that one, Zach.
Hey, that's cold, dog.
I like that one.
That hurt. It'd be one game, too. That'd be the worst. It'd be one game. Cardinals D improve. I like it. Yeah, I like how they playing on both sides of the ball, man. I do. Nah. Simmons is making steps. Got Chan Jones, obviously JJ Murphy, Buddha.
Yeah.
Young Marco Wilson got thrown in the fire too as a rookie. My former teammate Quincy Wilson's little brother, some Broward County. So I like the Cardinals. I think they finished second in that division.
What we talking about?
That game yesterday, though, I think that this would caught everybody by surprise. Everybody thought this would be a good game, a close. I picked the Rams winning a close one, so I had the Cardinals against the spread. Rams were favored by 4.5 points, lost by 7, and really lost by 17, but it was uglier than that.
It was ugly.
Yeah, Rams scored a late touchdown to make it look a little more respectable, but it was ugly. And it's a week after a lot of people was putting the Rams
in the Super Bowl.
but that one spot in the power ranking. So did that game say more about the Rams or the Cardinals?
I think it said
Oh shit.
Here we go.
All right, there you go. You said what?
Nah, but I think everybody had the Rams, you know, in the Super Bowl, putting them there. The way the Cardinals came out, divisional game, always play each other tough. The way they came out and showed out, man, I think it says more about who Arizona is at this point in time in the season than I think it does about the Rams.
Yeah, you know, that offense, the coach, the players that they have, you know, they can go off in any given moment. The Cardinals came out, though. They came out on some bully shit yesterday. That's what that was. They came out. That might have been the first time college beating that Rams team, too. I'm not sure, but handle business.
It was. I think it was his first time.
So that's a big hump. That's a big hump to get over. And as a defensive coordinator, so obviously going into that game, preparing for the Cardinals, you got a game record with the quarterback. Obviously, you got a game record with D-Hop. So that was a foregone conclusion. But after that, like, who do you say, all right, we can't let – because they got, you know, Moore. We talked about Edmonds. James Conner's a beast. When he get down close to that goal line, he's kind of like –
Christian Kirk.
A.J. Green, you just saw him score yesterday. So it's weapons everywhere on that offense.
Hold on to your seat if you're a D coordinator.
Man. That just set. You better do something.
You got to hold on to your seat.
But
would you do? What would you do, D coordinator?
I ain't going to lie, bro.
What you going to do?
I ain't going to lie, bro. That's tough. I mean, you got to go too high safety. That's a foregone conclusion. But, man, you got to mix it up. Have some more robbers in there, some buzz. Your front four is the only chance you got. Number one, you got to try to keep Kyler in the cage,
in the pocket,
which is damn near impossible because he doesn't just have to break outside. He can find a little slither and bounce. Sometimes I see him in a hole. He looking it back this way, finally turning back. Like, so it's tough when you playing a cat like that. And then, you know, as DBs, as a free safety like you, you can't even see that little mug half the time. So,
so the break on the ball is tough. You get late breaks when you can't see it. So. Yeah, it's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, it's tough. So all that is, you know, part of the reason why they're playing good ball. And if you're a defense that can, you know, play well, but, you know, in today's NFL, I feel like damn the yards, man. You gotta, you know, hold teams to field goals, you know, as much as you can. You gotta win the end of halves. So the end of the first half, end of the game.
Third down,
obviously, and you gotta win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that with an offense that can consistently put up, I told you last week, if you can't put up 30 plus in this league, you in trouble. And it's the team that's putting up 30 plus every week. So the Cardinals are in a very your former Cardinals in a very good spot right now.
Real good spot.
Yeah, before I get off this game too, I gotta jump back, flashback to this Bucks Patriots game because it's something that kind of goes under the radar. Kind of Tom Brady's career. And this dude is damn near automatic when it comes to getting his team in position to get points at the end of that first half. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Patriots used to do best. Like, we always tried to defer. When I was there, they always wanted to defer for the ball if they win the toss and get the ball first in the second half. And usually it lines up till they had the ball last in the first half. And they like getting those points are crucial. And last night, it was the difference in the game. I tweeted something about it. Hey, you know, death taxes and Tom Brady getting points before the half. And, you know, they won by two. Patriots had to kick a, you know, 56-yard field goal to win it. But quarterbacks, coaches, focus on that two-minute drill, man. Players, yeah. Please. Man, that shit is so important. And he got his – he broke the all-time career passing yards. It was a little goofy because they didn't have a moment for him or anything. I know with Breeze, they brought him out the little laminated joint during the game. But last night, they actually placed the ball somewhere and then moved it up a yard. And then said he got the record. I think I saw Nakiba on Twitter last night saying how fitting that Brady breaks the record like that. But shout out to the guy. Shout out to TB12.
Mm-hmm. Man, the coach, hey, man, went down to Miami, man, handled business, got their first win of the year.
It's another game too.
Yeah, dead ass wrong.
Another game. It was dead ass wrong. Happily.
Yeah.
Happily dead ass wrong about this one though.
Yeah. I think the young boy JT, man, he went out there, was toting that rock. Defense out there flying around, man. So hopefully, man, they could, you know, they can stack some. They can stack two games,
yeah.
And get this thing going.
You know, it's about I'm gonna get through this whole gallon of day. But it's about, they always say 1-0, get the 1-0, get the 1-0. And they finally got the 1-0 this week, man, on the road, you know, against one of their former teammates, Jacoby Brissett, at quarterback for the Dolphins. And, you know, they roughed him up. They got after him. Like you said, ran the damn ball. And then Darius Leonard had a monster game. We talked about, hey, your five-star players. Well, shit, again, we talked about them having the players-only meeting. Reports came out about DeForest Buckner leading the players-only meeting. And I'm sure they, you know, got some things off their chest and just had some of those, you know, tough man-to-man type conversations. And they came out and did the thing. Got the win, man. Five-star players, Maniac, JT, Carson Wentz had his best game as a Colt. And that's what you need. That's what you need to get wins in this league, man. They led the ship. And got it done. You see the Colts helmet back up there. Shout out to the Colts, man. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah, what else you got?
Man?
This was a game.
Yeah.
This was an interesting game. This was I had one of the few I was right about. I had the Cowboys winning, I had the Cowboys covering the spread. You was on that same wave.
Yeah, I was on that same wave.
Yeah,
I was there.
You was on that same wave. Yeah, so, you know, Carolina up to this point have had, you know, somewhat easier schedule, but losing C-Mac, I think, hurt them a lot. DJ Moore has been balling, though, for him.
Balling.
Hubbard, he's been playing well as well, but losing C-Mac is a lot. Losing J.C. Horn as well. And Dallas, man, Dallas got it rolling up front with the run game first. So if this Dallas team can continue to be balanced on offense because – I think I'm I think we all know now that, okay, if you need Dak to go out there and throw the ball 45 times and win a game, personally, if I'm a Cowboys, I would have faith in that to happen. Sometimes you're going to need that from your quarterback. But you also got Zeke and Pollard back there with that O-line doing things again. So, and then on the defensive side of the ball, what you think about this Dallas defense, man?
First off, let me piggyback on what you just said, right? You got to be able to run the ball in the league. I understand that it's a passing league, but if you're going to go deep into the playoffs and you want to have your eyes set on raising that Lombardi trophy, you got to have a run game, because it's going to come some times where you're playing in the elements, it's cold out there, the ball is hard paused. You got to be able to run that route. And again, like you said, with that Dallas offense being balanced with Zeke, with Pollard, and then obviously the weapons that Dak has, you know, they can continue on the, where they're going. They're in a good place. And then on the Dallas defense, man, we talked about it last.
Hold on, we lost you on the Dallas defense. That Spectrum got in the way. That Spectrum playing some damn good defense, boy. I tell you that.
Right. But look, I'm back. Hey, that Dallas defense, man. They balling. They flying around. Trayvon Diggs, shout out to him, man. Had two of them things yesterday. Again, you can just sell the difference of the defense, man. Guys are, they know where they're supposed to be. They know where to line up at. They can play 100 miles an hour. They're not doing a lot of thinking. So that's what I like about this defense. You know, the defense, they get turnovers. Offense, they score points. And yeah, that's what you want. You know, complimentary football. That's what we call that. So, man, I like it, man. And they're in a good – sitting in a good position right now.
Yeah, they're playing some good ball, man. And obviously, Dallas, if you follow sports media anywhere that covers the National Football League, Cowboys, a lot of the times you're leading the A-block with Cowboys news, whether they're a good team or a bad team. And so I'm actually happy that, shit, we're going to see them all day anyway, every day. At least they're good now. And I've always been a fan of Dax. I've rooted for him from day one. You know, just his story, how he plays the game, how he's one of those guys who a lot of pressure, you know, like I talked about Dak and the Cowboys, they leading off every sports show. So that's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And in my opinion, he's continually got better every year. And he missed most of last year, obviously, with the adversity and the injury that he had. And then to form the bounce back and be having a year like this, I'm happy for him personally. I could care less really about the Cowboys as a franchise, but you know, they're doing good. And when they're good, it's good for the sport. It's good for the brand, for the shield, and all those things. So they win. I got a lot of, I mean, we all got Cowboys fans in our lives, real Cowboys fans or fake ones. So dealing with them is a little different now, but looking like they might be back, man. If they can stay balanced, if this defense can continue to fly around and make plays and win that turnover battle week in and week out, they're going to be a tough team to beat. Their only L came against, you know, the defending champs opening week, and they lost that one by two. So 4-0 against the spread this year. I think 3-1 on their record. Dak's playing great. Michael Parsons is playing great.
Hey,
Diggs is having
got a question for you.
Player of the year right now.
Yeah, got a question for you. From another one from Zach. More surprising stat, Diggs with 5 picks and Donald with 5 rushing touchdowns. What you think of Sam Darnold, man? I know you said he was some poo. I know you apologized recently. What you think about his plate?
He looked like it's going to be more on his plate now. It's going to be more on his plate. We talked about the C-Mac being out. It's more on Darnold's plate. I think he's going to revert a little bit. I'm not going to call him poo, though. He's not poo. He's not trash. But I think he's going to be, you know, an average quarterback, average starting quarterback in this league, which, you know, is not a bad thing. But Joe Brady has been doing some great things, you know, getting him, because he is athletic too. I think he's more athletic than most people give him credit for, and leading the league right now, unless somebody else had a bunch of touchdowns yesterday. I think he's leading the league with 5 rushing touchdowns. I'm not going to say he stinks, you know, I'm not going to pull that trigger again, but I'm reeling back my apology just a little bit, though. Just a little bit. But the more surprising stat, 5 interceptions with Diggs or 5 rush. I mean, I would say 5 rushing touchdowns with Darnold, honestly. Through what? 4 games now? 5 rush touchdowns? Yeah, absolutely. I expected Diggs is – I didn't expect him to have 5 through 4. But
exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Them 5 picks and 4 games,
But we knew, but Diggs, shoot, I mean, we knew he had ball skills.
Oh, we definitely did, but still to have 5-4.
That's
you have 5 in a season, and you that's Pro Bowl, all pro already. So you talking about 5 first quarter of the season.
And it ain't even like he, you know.
He gonna get them things. Yeah, too. Ain't no tips and no overthrows. Like he gonna get them.
Yeah,
so
he gonna get man coverage. You know, sitting on routes, breaking on routes, like one of them that he had that he went. Not the second one he dove. I think it might have been the first one. He was in the zone, but the Cowboys blew the hell out of that coverage. I don't know what that was. But
I don't know what Donald was looking at on this one because he was sitting there.
I'm telling you, Donald creeping back out.
It happens to everybody. But Trayvon Diggs, man, he out there eating, man. Another good game.
Special year. I picked the Saints to win.
I picked the Saints
home, man.
As well.
First game at home. You got your fans in there for the first time since 2019. Who are the Saints, man?
Yeah.
Giants first. Giants got their first win.
Saquon had a big game.
Saquon bounced back. He looked like himself. He looked special yesterday. Especially that late 50-something yard reception he had. That was that shit looked special. So shout out Danny Dimes.
But I think shout out to my guy, man, Danny Dimes. Hey,
as soon as you call him Danny Dimes, that shit start playing defense again. But it's some questions about them.
Danny Dimes will be a good
one. Yeah, okay, there you go. There
Danny
you go.
Dimes will be a good one. But who are the Saints, man?
Who are the Saints? They come out and smack the Packers week one. They go and get destroyed by the Panthers week two. Week three, they go into Foxborough, get a win. They, you know, beat up on Mac Jones and look like the best defense in the league. And then week four, they go and shit the bed and lose at home against their first real home game of the season against the damn Giants. With a short-handed Giants at that. Giants had no Shepherd, no Slayton. Galladay stepped up. You know, he showed why he was worth that money. But what's going on with these Aints, man?
Very inconsistent, man.
We got some Saints. Let me see.
Very inconsistent play, man. So
yeah, the keeper says surprisingly, she said she want to skip this game.
Nah, we're talking about this one.
I did see her call out Sean Payton yesterday, which. You know, you could always call out a coach to an extent. Now, the Matt Nagy shit last week with the Bears, that was ridiculous. But Sean Payton, he made some questionable calls. Jameis did throw some deep balls. And then the next time I looked up, I saw Taysom Hill throw the deep ball that's getting picked off of it. So I didn't understand that play calling. But Alvin Kamara, I think he's got 14 targets through week four, which is absolutely asinine.
They got to target him how the Panthers target C-Mac when he in there. You got to.
That's why I'm getting whooped in our fantasy league, man, because I picked them Kamara 1-1. That was my first overall pick.
Man.
Kamara had 0 targets yesterday.
That's crazy.
Like, how is that? How is that possible? That's crazy. But, they ruined the parlay for me, too. And I put their money line too because I didn't trust them to cover the 7. I said, all right, they may not cover the 7. They go win. That was like minus 320 or some shit like that. My gosh, Taysom Hill 12 touches yesterday, and Alvin Kamara 1 target. Man, but
Taysom was trying to tote the rock though.
He was. He did have some angry runs, man. Yeah. Let me take my little break, man. I'll be back. Saints are phonies. Is that who they are?
Hey,
I want Jameis to be successful so bad.
They 2-2 right now. We definitely gonna see in this second quarter of the season, man, what they gonna do.
Man, I'll be right back, man.
Y'all put some questions in the chat, man. Let's wrap, man. My man D Buck go do his thing. Who y'all like yesterday? What y'all fantasy teams looking like? I know I'm getting whooped in the three leagues I'm in. It's ugly for the kid. I think somebody asked earlier, what does a player called Team Me look like? Again, this is exactly what it is. Player said to coaches, hey, look, I need the guys for, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it needs to be. And in that meeting, it's all players, no coaches. And, guys just kind of vent and get things off their chest. And it doesn't have to be a session where everybody's complaining, but it's one of them things where guys are just like, look, this is what we need to do, man. It could be, hey, the coaches aren't coaching well, so this is what we have to do. On our end, we got to do more studying, more meeting after practice or meeting together. Or it can be like, hey, the coaches are doing their part, but we're not doing our part. Offensive line, you need to step up. Secondary, you need to step up. And this is a time where, guys can call each other out, put your ego to the side. It's all about the team and rock out. So that's kind of how a player's called meeting goes. Maybe DB, what are the biggest surprises in this season? Also, Miami is super dope. Miami is super dope. I would say my biggest surprise right now is how bad the Pittsburgh Steelers as a team. Now, I'm going to say the defense is looking good, but the offense. And is that even a surprise? I might take that back. But the Steelers got a decision to make, man. I think we've seen the best of Big Ben. Michael Ward, here we go. Steelers thing, is Big Ben done? Looks worse than Phillip Rivers last year. Mike Ward, I think, Big Ben definitely had a Hall of Fame career. But again, Father Time is undefeated. And I think, Father Time is tugging on that jersey, man. Like, Big Ben, come with me, man. But I think the Steelers defense, man, the Steelers defense is playing solid. But yeah, I think Big Ben is done. Tony Yayo, is Davis Mills a franchise quarterback? I think we got to see more of Davis Mills. I think we got to see more of him to call him a franchise quarterback. But then again, I had this conversation with somebody not too long ago, and I think fans, coaches, organizations, I think that sometimes we got to come to the realization that your team, their quarterback, I think if you get an above average quarterback, I think you should be happy with that. Because I'm telling you how hard it is. It's hard to find. Find those Drew Breeses, those Peyton Mannings, those Tom Brady's. Like, it's hard to find that. So for me, if I can find me
a spec. Hey, there you go. I was about to say.
But is Davis Mills a franchise quarterback? I'm not sure. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he is.
Early.
It's really early. So
it's early. See, but this is part of the reason why I jumped on that Herbert train so early, because not only is it hard to play quarterback in the league, but it's even harder when you're not prepared like months in advance. You know what I mean? Even we talked about it last episode, actually. The quarterbacks like Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, those cats like Peyton, those cats want to take every rep in practice. Why they do every extra rep after extra reps before, because those reps, like all those reps, like knowing the offense, knowing exactly where guys supposed to be, knowing exactly how I want to turn and hit on my foot. Like, you need those as a player, period. But especially as a quarterback. So when you got a guy like Davis Mills or Justin Herbert last year, who kind of get thrown in that fire, like, hey, you know, tap on the ass, you're the starter, you're our guy now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot for a player, but especially the quarterback to take on. So, you know, Tyrod went out this year. Davis, well, I think, was a second-round pick. He's a talented guy, but, you know, it, and especially when you're dealing with a team like that. So, it's too early to write him off, but I like to at least give quarterbacks an offseason, you know, a preseason. And okay, now we get a season to see, you know, what you are. But he got the skill set, I think, to still be a franchise quarterback. Like AB said, an average quarterback in this league. I've seen enough to say that. But it's tough to just call guys a franchise guy. Guy. You know what I mean? Even the guys, you know, shit, Zach Wilson. We don't know if he's a franchise quarterback yet. You know, he's had his first good game week four. So we'll see. But it's tough in this league to find one that could just be okay, we all got the tunnel. You say, hey, we got a chance this week. It's tough, man. It's only, what, 32 of them? 32 starting quarterbacks. And then if you talk about franchise guy that you're saying, regardless of who comes available, we're not looking at them, it's probably
a handful.
Yeah, I would say in today's NFL, it's probably maybe 10 of those guys, 8 to 10. You know, not factoring in age, because obviously, you know, the Bucks would be in there because of the age of Brady, but, you know, Brady, Rodgers, Lamar, Josh Allen, Kyler,
Patrick Mahomes,
you know. But even a guy like Derek Carr, they've been looking for a replacement of Derek Carr for like 2-3 years now. Now he's looking like the MVP. So,
yeah,
you never know, man. Situation is situation. But,
Yep. Another good game before we get out of here. Seattle at San Fran.
I think I know I picked Seattle to win this one. And
I had San Fran.
You had San Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So another rookie quarterback getting extended times, Trey Lance. Did you get a chance to watch this one?
I did not. I seen a little bit. I seen Q Diggs from Seattle had a nice pick. I did see that, but how you feel about, you know, about Trey Lance coming in, getting extended time? Do you think think we're moving towards that replacement? I
mean, you draft the guy number three, you know, whenever he takes that field, if you have other quarterback, you're nervous. I think Jimmy had a calf injury, and this was the reason they went out and got Trey Lance, because of his injuries. So you definitely moving towards that, but I didn't think he was ready to start the season. I still don't think he's ready to be that guy. But once again, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, none of these guys really looked ready from day one. So I think the more reps he gets, the better he'll be. But obviously his athleticism is a weapon. He had that one big throw to Debo on that wheel route, which where the coverage kind of looked blown there, what was blown. But overall, you know, I would still stick with Jimmy G as my starter if he's healthy. But if you go an extended amount of times, so let's say Jimmy G is out 3 weeks, and then you're seeing consistent, you know, elevated production from Trey Lance, you might as well stay with the young kid. You know, he win you a couple games. So it's looking like it's trending towards that direction. But and now Kyle Shanahan got a whole week once again where, you're going to be the guy this week. This is the game plan for you. This is the first 15. This is how we're going to start the game. What you like, what you don't like. This is our red zone package. So now you have a whole game plan with Trey Lance has been the guy. So I think this week we may see a better version of Trey Lance. But Russell Wilson, I didn't see him losing three games in a row, especially not this early in the season. And, he did what Russ does, man. First, shout out to Russ, too. He hit a milestone. Fastest quarterback. Yeah, fastest quarterback to get 100 wins, 10 seasons, and I forget a couple games, but he beat Peyton by a few games. But shout out to Russ. He's one of those guys, again, who I think has kind of flown somewhat under the radar as far as his overall
production.
Production and greatness, frankly, as a quarterback. Shout out to Russ, Mr. Mm-hmm. Unlimited.
Man, we gonna go to this.
We missing Kansas, the game.
It's Kansas City at Philly. I think we both had Kansas City here. Yeah, I don't think we could have saw them losing three games in a row. But another question mark for me is that Kansas City defense, man.
Man, it's hurt Kansas best games.
Yeah, Kansas City defense. Obviously, you know, with Pete Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, they'll be able to put points up there on the board. But again, as we talk about, you know, going to the deep in the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl, that defense, man, they got to step it up.
They got to, man. And you know, like you said, you got a quarterback in an offense like that that can put up points week in and week out. You know, you may not feel that – you're not going to feel that pressure where, hey, we got to hold the team to 21 points. But you got to, you know, you got to turn the ball over. You got to start. You got to start doing some things. They can't stop a nosebleed right now. It's ugly. But they bounced back. Another milestone. Andy Reid, Big Red, his 100th win for a second franchise, which I believe he's the only NFL coach to do that. Have 100
That's
wins
big.
With two different franchises, and then it came against his old mob. So. You know, 100 wins with Philly and then 100 wins with Kansas City. So, you know, Big Red, who's, you know, it took him a while to win the big one. It took him a long time to win the big one, but it finally did. So, and every player, almost every player that has played for him that I know, you know, speaks very, very highly of him. So, you know, I take that into consideration as well. I love to hear that with good coaches, good people. So, shout out to Andy Reid, man, getting his 100th win with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir. We miss any games?
Let me see real quick. We got Baltimore, Denver, Pitt. You talk Pitt, Green Bay?
Nah, I ain't talk Green Bay, but let's talk about this Houston. Hold on.
Oh, my fault.
That Houston.
It ain't much to talk about.
The Houston Buffalo. Hey, Buffalo. Shoot, this is 2 weeks in a row.
Is it? They done cracked 40.
Yep. They done cracked 40. And the defense done held the team scoreless.
Oh, nah. So.
So, when they played, Miami.
They beat Miami 35 shit.
Yeah.
Then they beat, who was the football team? The football team, they beat them 43, but the football team scores a point.
Okay. So
I forget how many. And now this week,
40.
Hey, that's an impressive 3 week stretch right there, though. God, yes, hey. So who do they play next week? Hey Siri, who do the Buffalo Bills play in week 5?
The Bills meet the Chiefs on Sunday at 8:20 p.m.
Ooh. Bills Chiefs. So that's going to be some fireworks there.
Yeah, I already know who I got in that one.
What you think the over-under might be set at 64 in that one?
It'd probably be higher than that.
Man.
I know who I got in that game, though. Yeah, your comments tripping?
They're just not loading up anymore. They worked for a while. But,
mine's too.
But, yeah, so that should be it. Who you going with that one? You said you already know. I got to know now.
The Bills.
You got the Bills?
We just talked about it. Yeah, the defense. You know, I think the offenses, you know, I think they evenly matched. But, you know, if we don't talk defense, I got to go with the Bills on this one.
Yeah, well, I might be right there with you. Dang, Patrick Mahomes going to lose another one to another one of these quarterbacks. Where is it at? It's at Kansas City or Buffalo. It don't matter to you, huh?
It don't matter to me. Don't matter to me.
Hey, offense clicking. Josh Allen had a slow start, but now 35, 43, and 40.
Woo!
Yeah, they ain't bullshitting. They ain't bullshitting at all. But I think this is the last game. Let me see. Oh, Cleveland, Minnesota. We didn't talk about that. We need the old football team. But, you know. This one, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. I heard you talking about Big Ben. You know, after the season. I saw Dan Orlovsky. He has an overreaction Monday every Monday. He said the Steelers should bench Big Ben and just go to a young guy now and figure out what they got for the future. I think it's too early in the season for that. You know, still a long season. Like, that'll send a bad message, I think, throughout the locker room when you got, you know, Dewey Haskins and Mason Rudolph behind them. Maybe if you had somebody you just drafted first and second round, it'd be different. But you might agree with him. It sounds like AB might agree with him, man.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So I said, you know, I agree with you on the stance of it might be too early to bench him, right? But I give him another game or two, man. And I need to know what I got to do in the draft.
Game or two?
Yeah, shit. I get it. He a legend, you know, and you don't want to do your legends like that.
Should they did Eli like that? It ain't Eli about like that.
It ain't about that.
It's just about.
But my thing is, it's just like I need to know what I need to do in the future, man. So I need to see any Wayne has any action rules because I got.
Yo.
Yeah, I just need to see what we got. So
yeah, I feel you, but I give them another quarter of the season, you know, week 8, week 9, and then shit, they in a damn good division too. You got 3-1 Baltimore. I think the Browns maybe 3-1. Are the Bengals 3-1?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the Bengals, yeah, they beat the Vikings.
They got a the Jags. Tough division.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I mean, you get a few games. I give them three. I give them till week 8, week 9, and then you know, sit down. You know, maybe start to give whoever's behind them a couple more practice reps. Hey, Ben, you take 4. Dewey, you take 2. Hey, Ben, you take, you know, and then kind of once again groom that next quarterback. You know, for stepping in and maybe being the guy. But either way. They got to address that position this offseason. Like, that's a must. But Aaron Rodgers, you know, he played well. He stacked another win. So that's 3 games in a row after, you know, that team shit at the bed the first week, which I think we're both on the same page where, hey, relax. Week 1, chill out. They got it together. The Green Bay Packers are 3-1. Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe, are 1-3 right now. So it's not looking good. Actually, they upset the Bills the first week, too. But now they dropped 3 in a row. So that's very unlike a Mike Tomlin-led Steelers team. So some changes may be made. I don't think Big Ben will be benched. I don't think that's gonna happen. Not yet. I think week 8, week 9, we may, you know, maybe a different conversation.
We will see.
Conversation. Yeah, this was a good game. Football team at Atlanta Falcons. I believe the spread was like 1.5. Maybe the Falcons were. I'm not sure. But I had the Falcons winning. I had the Falcons covering. Washington football team ended up winning. Taylor Heineke made a ridiculous backyard play to McKissick to seal it. Very, very, very gangster play by him. You know, got it done. So watch the football done. Team. Got another win. I think they're 2-2 now. I know they beat the Giants. Yeah, I think they're 2-2. So still in there in their division.
Yep. Falcons tricking up.
Hold on, let me hear you again.
I said the Falcons tricked it up.
Getting static. But yeah, man, that was a. As a wrap on week 4, man. Another great week of football. Week 5 should be a good one. We got Monday night. That'll wrap up this week. The Raiders, once again, at the Chargers. My future MVP down there, Justin Herbert. I think he's going to get a win tonight. I think we have 2. What would it be? Well, it's, the Chargers would be 4-1. 3-1. Raiders would be 3-1 as well. So let's go, Herbert.
Raiders, man.
We're going to get to, you know, we'll get to them Thursday mailbags. Hopefully, we got a couple more.
Let's go, Raiders. Y'all go do your thing, man. Derek Carr, man.
Yep. See, Spectrum new. With that good shit, Spectrum. Let's go, Chargers. Matter of fact, I'll be on the Chargers podcast this week, I think tomorrow. Yeah, man, we out of here, man. I'll be on Pat show today, 1:30, around 1:30. And yeah, we'll see y'all on Thursday, man. We're about to start getting some guests in here too, man.
Let's go, Raiders. We out.
We out.